Well, it was a good win for us against a really well-coached, energetic, talented team. I can see where they won five games on the road. They came out inspired. They came out with a belief system. They weren't intimidated with our crowd. I thought they made shots. I just thought they really made shots. I thought we were trying to guard, but obviously got a little more inspired when we were down 24-12 and had a nice stretch there. CJ, terrific game. Hooper, great minutes, was set in foul trouble. 6-6 and 4 assists, no turnovers. Vince, I thought, played within himself, had his toughest assignment of the year with Hill. You know, he made a couple of late threes, but until that point, you know, he had 8 points, and he hit those two late. You can see where he had a game of 36-8 about 3 weeks ago. Kid's talented. He's going to end up being probably their all-time leading scorer and rebounder in their school's history. Good win. And, you know, now we've got to go on the road again. But I thought our crowd was terrific. I thought they helped us when we were down. I thought they inspired us. Hopefully we'll have a couple sellouts when we come back. Have a reason to have sellouts. Great lessons to be learned. You know, it's very difficult on young people when they win a game on the road and you come back home. There's this subtle thought that it's just probably going to be a little easier. And the great lesson there is that Rice and North Texas are two teams we've beaten on the road that'll be coming in the following week. And I think they both won today on the road. And they both have had some quality wins of late. So we're feeling good about the win, feeling very relieved. Again, thought, Omega didn't shoot it much, but I thought he had some couple great passes when we were in that period where we stretched it to 52-43, some dump handoffs to Irvin Morris where he was able to go back and finish and get and ones, an extra pass to Vince where he was able to go back and get fouled. So I thought, for the most part, everybody played really well.
Going back to the first half, how those scoreless Ravens, was there anything specifically?
No, I just think that we played exceedingly hard during that stretch. We really did. And I thought our crowd really helped us in that comeback.
What do you guys need to do to win at La Tech?
I don't know. Well, we didn't win last time. I hadn't even thought about them. We'll think about them tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, they were clearly better than us last time we played. They've won, 26 in a row on their home floor. They've been terrific over there. Well coached, good players. We'll figure it out, though. We'll try to figure it out.
Win 100 at UTEP, meaning special toys?
No, it really doesn't. But then I wasn't aware of that, but, you know, better if you're going to be here, you know. better do something like that.
Coach, you guys were 4-3 in conference.
Mm-hmm.
Just your thoughts on how they've been able to hold it
together. Well, you know, people should understand. That the road is a difficult place to live, okay? And that we opened with 5 of our first 7 on the road, okay? And we got some wins. Rice at North Texas, we picked up some wins. We did some nice things out there at San Antonio. So, and it flips. The schedule flips. It has more to do with who you play and where, and your players understanding that. Sometimes fans don't understand it. They don't fully get it. But we've been a terrific road team, and I think we've lost 4 in 2 years on the road. So. It's pretty good. I think a lot of people in the country would take that in conference play. And there were enough quality wins for us to understand that we were a good basketball team. We'd played a great schedule early. And we have great character. We have hard-playing guys that like to win games, like Julian Washburn, like Cedric, like CJ, that are older. And that always helps you. And Vince is not a sophomore, really. He's a great player. So. We got talent, and we knew that we would flip it around at some point. We're going to play a great college game here on Thursday night. It'll mean something, and that's something that all these kids like to do, and should be fun.
How important is it for Irvin to have games like tonight, 18 points, no turnovers, and then what he did on the defensive end?
Yeah, I thought he thought he played well, and you know, he's done that over and over again for us. And a lot of times it takes these junior college players another year to get it figured out. But he's a guy that can make goals, and he's got confidence in it. Sometimes too much confidence, but he's got a lot of confidence, and you want that. You want that, and he'll take that with him on the road, I'm sure.
Are your bigs getting in foul trouble set, and then does it make it more important for Matt Williams to come back sooner?
Yeah, we played through it, and I'm just so proud of Hooper's minutes. Really am. 28 minutes in a big game, you know, for an old kid that hadn't played much for 3 years. And he's going to be such a big part of what we're doing next year around here when we lose Cedric Lang. I think this is just tremendous for him, what he's getting right now. And there were stretches there where we were very small with Vince playing their five-man, Sherman, and Julian playing their four-man, Hill, and with Irvin out there and CJ and Omega. So, you know, and we can play that way if we have to play that way. I thought we played very smart defensively and played a lot of man-to-man. That's what we did tonight. Guarded inbounds plays, blocked out on free throws. They didn't make some free throws that they'd like to have back. And we all know that story. You know, we've lived that story this year around here. So, you know, you feel for them, but I don't feel too bad for them because I've been on the other end of it.
How big of a birthday present would it be for you to get a win at La Tech, Coach?
Good God, man. I these birthdays, they're getting more significant, aren't they? You know, I don't know. You know, we're going to be going back to an area that, you know, is real special to us. Beverly's grew up there in Ruston. You know, we met there, and her father was a vice president there. And I was a great player there. You can go back and check my stats. I'm a tremendous player, had a great, great career. And I appreciate if y'all would publicize my career. Okay.
Have they retired your jersey
yet? Yeah, it hadn't happened yet. I'm a little disappointed in that. All right.